Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back, everyone, to the First Team NFL Draft and College Football Podcast. We have now surpassed the All-Star Game circuit for the 2024 NFL Draft, which means we're coming up on Combine. Ryan Roberts, of course, will be down in Indianapolis, along with Joe DeLeon, my co-host here on the First Team. Then we'll be talking Pro Day circuit, top 30 visits. It is clear sailing right here, folks, until April. We have to give you guys a little bit of insight to some of the top players in the 2024 NFL Draft and some of the names that you will be hearing. Well, you've heard already on Saturdays, but you'll be hearing shortly on Sundays. Got Mr. John Rhys Plumlee, who I'm sure everybody remembers for the dynamic start to his Ole Miss career that he had, rushing for over 1,000 yards back when he was a true freshman, and then now turning into one of the more underrated signal callers at all of college football for the UCF Golden Knights over the last 2 years. John Rhys, I really appreciate you for taking some time, man. I know we were talking a little bit before we start, but you're fresh off of two All-Star games. Now you're training for the Pro Day and doing all that type of stuff, man. Really appreciate you for joining the show today. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah, excited to be here, man. Excited to talk a little bit as well.
Absolutely. So let me start off before we get into the NFL draft process. For most people that I'm sure have heard your name plenty at this point, because you have a really interesting backstory, being a two-sport athlete on the college level, which is hard to do. And you've done it at two separate programs, one in the SEC, helping another get into the Big 12, obviously UCF. Talk to me just to start out with, because I remember seeing a video, I think it may have been from this last offseason, where you were literally playing in a baseball game, and then I believe that you got over to the UCF spring game right after that as well. So you did a great job of managing both of those sports and being able to also be a student athlete on top. But talk to me about just the ability that you had to play two sports in college. I mean, it is a very unique thing, obviously, but I'm sure it's something that was the time of your life, to say the least.
Yeah, man, what an opportunity, right? Like, not everybody gets to do two sports. Really, not everybody gets to do one sport at the collegiate level like I got to do, much less play two sports. So, man, I was living my dream, to say the least. I mean, back from my, youngest memory, that's all I ever wanted to do, right, was play football and baseball at the highest level. And so I'm super thankful for Ole Miss and UCF for giving me the opportunity to do just that, right? Like, yep. I think it's one thing to say, hey, it's possible, like you could maybe do it. But it's another thing to be at a place or at places where they prioritize kind of what they said, like through the recruiting process, like, hey, we're going to like let you do this. Not only are we going to let you do it, we're going to kind of make sure that it's possible and it can happen for you. You can be successful in both. And again, man, I got to live my dream. And it was a ton of fun.
Well, I know you said that it's been a dream for a long time for you to be able to play both sports, but it's almost like a chicken or the egg type of question as far as like, was there one sport that was the first love, or has it always just been both sports as long as you can remember?
I mean, it's always been, ball for me. Like early on, it was, you know, soccer, basketball, baseball, you know, football, anything that I could throw around, run around for playing wall ball, for playing wiffle ball. We played trash can soccer in the street a good bit as well. So like for me, it was just always, we love to play ball, right? I've always been a competitor from a young age. And the best way or the best outlet to compete for me, was playing ball. And so, there wasn't really like a, hey, from this, like, hey, I only want to do this and I want to, you know, I want to go be professional in this sport, right now. And that's what I'm doing. For me, it was just, hey, I love competing. What can we compete in? If it was, you know, playing ultimate frisbee, we're playing ultimate frisbee. If it was racing on the street, it was racing on the street. And then I kind of narrowed my outlets to football and baseball as I got older. But yeah, for me, it was just competing. I loved it.
So as a quarterback, you have gotten also a privilege of being able to play for some really great offensive minds during the course of your college career, to say the least. Can you talk to me about being able to play under Coach Kiffin, under Coach Gus Malzahn, and some of the best offensive minds that we've seen in college football over the last few years?
Yeah, I've got, you know, fortunately to be around a lot of football, right? Early on, early in my career, Matt Luke and Rich Rodriguez, right? Starting off strong with those two. Then in comes Lane Kiffin and Jeff Lebby. And, you know, then after the transfer with Coach Malzahn and Chip Lindsey, and then finally to end it off with Gus Malzahn and Darren Henshaw. So I've got to be around a lot of ball, some similar, some completely opposite, some that, you know, that are polar opposites. But I've got to be around a lot of good football, to say the least. I mean, a bunch of minds that know ball, a bunch of really good offensive minds of how to set up people, how to scheme teams up in a sense. And I've been really fortunate, right? I know a lot of guys, you know, they're recruited by somebody and, you know, they end up graduating and they've kind of learned from the same guy, and, you know, they know the offense like the back of their hand, but that's the only offense that they know. Sure. For me, I've got to be around so much ball. I feel like, I'm cultured in a sense of, you know, the different offenses that I've got to be a part of and got to run. And so, yeah, thankful for the journey that I've been on. It's been a roller coaster, but it's something that I'm thankful for.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to definitely help in the long run. I mean, there's not going to be an offense on the next level that you're not going to have some type of understanding of this type of philosophy, what your aiming points are, what your leverage that you're throwing to against, all the intricacies of playing the quarterback position. I know it's going to be something that is going to come pretty natural to you. And I want to ask you actually about that, because you're a player that people's first memory probably of you in college football is the dynamic runner that you were, obviously, early on in your Ole Miss career. But then you see what you did, especially the last 2 years at UCF, and you saw that evolution as a dual threat quarterback, a guy that could really pick you apart from the pocket and really be the true drop back player that we think of when we think of NFL football quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I want to ask about your evolution as a passer, especially over the last couple of years, because I think that you were probably a player that was maybe portrayed as a run-only quarterback early on in your career, maybe a run-then-throw quarterback. Talk to me about the evolution you've had as a passer over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so, you know, early on, I was kind of, I wouldn't say thrown in the fire. I really wanted to play early. That was one of the things in my recruitment process coming out of high school, man. I really wanted the opportunity to play early. Ultimately, got to have that opportunity, but it came in the form of the starter got hurt, and then I was kind of thrown in there. And when in that kind of situation, you're kind of just, you roll with whatever somebody's good at. And I was extremely good at running the football. And so that first freshman year, we were really good at running the football. And I ran it a lot. We had really a bunch of really good backs, Scotty Phillips, you know, Snoop Connor, who's in the league, Jerrion Ealy. Some guys that could really, really run the football, and myself as well back there. And so, we were hard to tackle at some times. And so that's what we did. That's what we majored in. And, then the next year kind of comes around and, you know, I'm looking to make that next step, as a quarterback, right? Really kind of develop my game and make leaps and bounds in the drop back pass area. But then, you know, coaching change happens, and then they end up going with a different guy. So I really didn't kind of get to put that on display. And so then sit another year, sit 2 years, and then end up getting in the transfer portal and going to UCF, where now I've been doing a couple different things at Ole Miss, and I'm trying to redevelop this skill, right? And so we worked hard in the offseason, got to go through my first spring ball I've ever done at UCF. I got to go through two spring balls at UCF. I didn't really get to play spring football much because we were always doing baseball, right? And sure. At UCF, I got to go through spring football, and I think that helped me a ton as well, develop as a passer, develop as a trigger man, right? Like to be able to make the decisions in the critical moments. I think goes back to how much foundation have you laid early, and in those spring ball periods, it really helped me a ton. And so I think that was a big part of my game, the spring ball that I got to go through at UCF. But then after that first year, that next off season. This, I guess it was just this past off season was big as well with Coach Hinshaw and Coach Malzahn as well. And so, I'm one of those guys that, I'm big on kind of getting 1% better every day. And then when you look back, you can say, hey man, I've gotten a lot better from that point. So here I am, you know, at the end of my college career, looking back, you know, my freshman self, like, man, I'm a lot better than I was, way back then, but it's because of the days that were stacked in between. And so, that's kind of been my mentality, how I've kind of gone about things, and it's worked out for me.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
I want to dive deep into your draft process so far, but my last question about just the college career is, you were a part of history at UCF, obviously, you know, making the program, making the ascension from group of five team up to the Big 12, obviously, this past year. So when you look back at the, you know, what, how UCF has the trajectory they've been on, because obviously they were a great group of five team over the last few years, over the last 10 plus years at this point, but now trajectory into the Big 12 and potentially making some noise. I mean, there's a lot of good football players obviously coming back to the Golden Knights next year, but just how proud are you to be a part of that, you know, to be able to be a part of the classes that helped bring that program up to a major college level, obviously?
Yeah. Man, really, really proud of that. To be the first, I guess, class to be associated with UCF in the Big 12. Obviously, this year we had, you know, a roller coaster of some highs and some lows. Injury bug kind of bit us, myself included, right? And so that makes for a wild year, right? But I'm going to one day look back and say, man, that was cool to be able to have been on the first team that was, you know, in the Big 12. in the Power Five. I think there's something to be said for that. And I think I'll look back that one day when we're all probably gray and old and we're all teammates, all my old teammates, and we'll say, hey, man, do you remember that first year in the Big 12? And it'll make for some good stories for sure.
It's just such a unique backstory because, again, you just don't talk to too many guys that have been able to play two major college sports at the same time, obviously, then be a part of a program going from Group of Five up to the Power Five, a major conference, obviously. And then also this draft process so far, you are one of the, I mean, it happens every year because players get called up, but you started at the Hula Bowl. Then you got the call up to the East-West Shrine, which is the longest running All-Star game in the draft process. The East-West Shrine Bowl has been around forever. Talk to me about the ability to play in those two games and what you felt like maybe you showcased down there in Florida and then obviously in Frisco, Texas at the East-West.
Yeah, both of those opportunities were really big for me. I really appreciated the opportunity to play in both of them. Early on, I was, as I mentioned, I was hurt this year. I got injured, but, you know, the competitor in me wouldn't let me, you know, sit still for very long. And so we pushed the timeline to get back and get back into the swing of things. But I think because of that, a lot of the early on, Senior Bowl invites, the All-Star Game invites, I wasn't a part of because I didn't have the stats to go along with it because I missed a couple of games. Right. And so, I was determined that if I got an opportunity, that I would be able to show, what makes me different. Right. And so, got the opportunity, at the Hula Bowl to do just that. And so really enjoy that experience, another chance to play at UCF at the Bounce House. So that was really fun as well. And so, got to meet a bunch of cool guys as well. And then obviously perform well, got the East West Shrine invite, and fortunately perform well in that game as well. And so, man, it's been fun. Right. And I've always been one that, I'll be ready for an opportunity when one arises. You're not always promised an opportunity, right? That's something that you can't control. But, once you're given an opportunity, I think that's what you can control. And so, with the opportunities that were presented, I tried to make the most of it, and really raise some eyebrows, right? Show what makes me different, what sets me apart. And so, this process has been cool, to be able to play in those two games as well was a really cool piece.
And down at the East West, obviously you were named the quarterback of the week for your team as well. So you obviously showcased yourself really well in Frisco. And then funny enough, I guess, I don't know if it's funny, but it might be funny. Let's work through it. It might be a little funny, but you're down in Frisco, Texas. The last college football game technically you ever play is in Texas, and you're now training in Texas. So it was kind of maybe a little bit of an easier transition. So talk to me about how the training's been going for you so far, getting ready for pro day and obviously meeting with teams and just trying to be the best version of yourself, obviously.
Yeah. So at the Hula Bowl, which is in Orlando, which is where I've been, you know, for the last 2 years, I get the call, hey, you're invited to come to the East-West Shrine, which is in Dallas. And I was like, well, that's great because I've already kind of started planning on being in Dallas. And so loaded up the truck and drove 15 hours. That was a long day, long drive, but made it to Dallas, started training, and then ultimately went back to the East-West Shrine and performed. But I'm training here at the Exos that's in Frisco. It's nice. Probably about a third away from where I'm staying. I'm throwing probably 4 or 5 times a week with a guy named Jeff Christensen. We talked about him a little bit, but for the people that aren't really aware of who that is, Jeff is a quarterback coach, and he's been great throughout this process. He's had the opportunity to train Patrick Mahomes and Aiden O'Donnell, Trey Lance. We're getting to throw with him a good bit as well. And so it's cool to be around him and to pick his brain because he's been around it for so long. And then also getting to throw a lot with Trey, and Trey is currently living it. And to be able to pick his brain about stuff as well is a really cool resource, I think. And so, again, like I said, this process has been really cool, right? Like, this is something that I've always wanted to do, and it's going just about how I dreamt of it, right? Like, if you could dream it up and draw it up a certain way, it's going just about like that.
I love it, man. And Coach Christensen's one of the best, works with a lot of great quarterbacks, obviously. You're also
down in Exos, which for people that don't know, don't follow the training aspects of everything, Exos is the cream of the crop. It's where the best of the best go every single year to train, obviously for their combine and pro day prep, as far as trying to run their best numbers, jump their best, do all that type of miscellaneous stuff. So let me ask you about this, because I know that people always think that the, you know, the pro day combine training is all just, you know, you're just waking up, you're going to run some 40s, doing some broad, like all that type of stuff. For quarterbacks, it's especially intensive because you are, I mean, I'm sure you're having whiteboard sessions. You already said that you're throwing a lot. I'm sure there's just kind of those sit down, you know, under, you know, interview prep, like that type of stuff as well. How intensive is the process right now? How hustle and bustle is it?
Yeah. So I'll kind of give you my daily schedule. What do I do in the day? So I get up and I'm there in Exos at 8 a.m. I start my kind of PT. Everybody has a PT session, whether you're injured or not, or doing rehab or not. For me, I'm doing lower body stuff. I had a knee injury this year. I'm starting to feel, you know, 100%, but always want to, you know, stay on top of things, right? And so that's what I'm doing at 8 a.m. And so we do that. I eat breakfast either before or after that. And then at 9:15, so PT goes about from 8 to 9, right? So you're essentially a workout, right? 8 to 9. And then at 9:15, you're going to do some sort of speed work. So for us, it varies depending on the day. So whether that be 40-yard dash work. So if it's starts or if it's the back 20, it's the back 10. If it's your finish, if it's your drive phase, or if it's maybe a 5-10-5 or an L drill, right? A lot of different kind of speed mechanic things, combine kind of tests that we're kind of training for. And so that'll usually go for an hour to about an hour and 30. So then after that, I'm going to throw usually. And so there's a couple different fields around Texas. The great thing about Texas is there's some really, really cool high schools around here that some of them have indoor facilities and some of them have really nice fields that we've been fortunate enough to throw at. So usually after we get done throwing, that'll take, you know, anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. I'll come back and eat something. Maybe it's around, you know, 12 o'clock, getting close to maybe one, eat some lunch, then have a 2:30 lift. That'll usually go for an hour. And then after that, I usually will either throw again or we're doing some sort of, you know, meeting, whiteboard type meeting. Then after that, it's dinner, and then it's, you know, wash, rinse, repeat type of deal. And so days are full. It's a busy yep. schedule, but man, I'm getting to do a pretty cool deal right now. I'm getting to yep. play ball, you know, kind of 24/7. And it's a lot of fun.
Are you enjoying the grind? I mean, that is, it's a day, obviously, and you're like,
I think, you know, some people kind of can get old for them, but man, it's something that I've loved doing for a long time, right? And it's kind of something that maybe I'm not used to, but I would say that I'm accustomed to because of having to do busy schedules, you know, football at UCF, being a student athlete, and also baseball. I'm kind of used to the busyness of a schedule and the hustle and bustle of it. And so it's something that I enjoy. It keeps me busy. It keeps me grinding. I really enjoy it.
My last question for you, and this is more of an overarching question that I know you're going to be asked a million times if you haven't been asked it already, but for a NFL scout, decision maker, whoever that might be listening to this podcast and hearing you for the first time and your perspective, what are you bringing to the table? What do you want to get across? Like what if they draft or a team picks you up, John Rhys Plumlee, what are you bringing to the table? What are you trying to prove to any organization that ends up taking a chance on you?
I'm a winner. I've been that since I've been a little kid. I love winning. But there's nothing more in the world that I hate more than losing. And so I think if you draft John Rhys Plumlee, you're getting a guy that's ready to compete. I'm a winner, and I'm gonna do anything to win. And I think if you cut on the tape, I think you'll see that as well. But I think that's something that you can expect from it.
Love it, man. Perfect way to end it. Again, joined by John Rhys Plumlee, quarterback, UCF Golden Knights. Spent some time, obviously, at Ole Miss early in his career. Dual sport athlete. Fantastic athlete. Haven't got any eyes on him. Make sure to go back to the UCF film past 2 years. John Rice, I really appreciate it again, man. You laid out your schedule. I know it's super busy for you, but thank you so much for joining the show today, man. And best of luck on the rest of the process moving forward. Okay.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.